Bava Kama Perak Yud Mishnah Yud. Moichin Sha'koivis Moitzi Harei Elu Shalo. Threads that a person that's laundering wool takes out while he's washing it, while he's laundering it, since they're insignificant, he can keep them. V'sha'asorik Moitzi Harei Elu Shal Balabais. But that which the comber, the person that's combing the wool, since there's more significant amount of threads that are coming out, the original owner keeps them. He can't keep them for himself because it's more substantial. And the owner is not mocholem. Hakoves notos shlosha chutin vehein shalo. The koves, the person that's washing it, he can take three threads and they're his. There were normally three threads that the person that was weaving the threads left over before it got to the person that washed the threads. And he would take them off in order to make the beged more in line, to straighten it out. So when there's like the edge, three threads, he's allowed to keep it for himself because it's a small amount and the Baal Bais is not makbid. But more than three threads, he's not allowed to keep for himself. He has to return those threads to the Baal Bais because it's not small and he's not makbid, as Taisus Yonta brings, b'shem Atur. And therefore, yasser mikain harei elu shel Baal Bais. More than three threads, they belong to the owner. Im haya hashachor al gabe halovan, notel es hakol v'hein shelo. If there were black threads on the white ones, and they were making the garment not look as nice, even if it's more than three threads, the koves, the launderer, can keep all of the black threads. Because to the owner, the black threads don't matter, and therefore, he can keep them. Hachayit, sheshir min achut kdei litvor bo, the chayit, the person that was stitching the garment, that left over enough thread in order to stitch, which is the length of two needles, umatlis shisholosh al sholosh, and also an area of cloth that has an area of 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Harei elu shel Baal Bais. Since these are something that are useful, they still belong to the initial owner. The chayit cannot keep them for himself. The area that's 3 by 3 can be used as a patch, for example. And the thread that's long enough can be used to weave and stitch. Mishnah continues. Ma she'achar shemotzi b'matzad harei elu shelo. That which a carpenter ends up with after he sands wood, so it's a very small amount of wood, they're very fine pieces of wood shearings, he can keep them. The owner is not makbid. Uvakashil shel Baal Bais. But when the carpenter uses a hatchet, there's going to be much larger chunks of wood that come off, and therefore they belong to the owner. Vimhaya osa etzel Baal Bais. But if he's doing the sanding by the Baal Bais, afan asur shel Baal Bais. Even just the simple sanding that we said that normally the carpenter can keep for himself because it's so insignificant, but if he's doing it by the Baal Bais, even the leftover wood shearings belong to the Baal Bais. And Taisus Yontif explains because when it's by the Baal Bais, he's more makbid than when it's done not in his rishos. Nishlama Baba Kama.